This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and normally I read a 100-word story on this thing, or someone else will contribute a story for me to post here, for all you to enjoy. But it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. Some of you spent all week shouting at the top of your lungs at ghosts, and you lost your voices. So I have to drag out a midget I keep locked in a closet to read your stories to you. Well, let's see what the topic was this week. Oh, it was graduation. How many stories did we have this week? Let me count. 1Z, 2Z, 3Z, 4Z. Well, I gotta use my other foot. 7. We have 7 stories. Okay, of these 7 stories, who goes first? Well, the tradition here is the winner of last week's challenge goes first, and that was Gavrielle of Abigav. Cool. Congratulations, Gavrielle. And here's your story.
Earl never expected he'd end up here, watching his son's graduation. Not at this school. Not after Earl's many dire admonishments. You'll never get into medical school. All that college turns out is a bunch of bozos. 4 years later, the ceremony was going exactly as Earl had warned. One graduate's pants fell down, another sneezed right on the chancellor accepting his diploma. And now his own son, too. Standing at the podium, he let out a great flaming fart right in front of everybody. The father of the Digby Clown College valedictorian had never been prouder.
I like that one. Okay, once we get the winner squared away, we feature the rookies or first-timers. I'm pleased to announce that we've got 2 rookies in the lineup. Welcome here. It's great that we've got new blood in this thing. Even though all the old blood, even though it scabs over and gets icky, you know, that's good too. You know, it's fun to play with scabs. But first, let's go with Robert Nagel, and he hails from Houston, Texas.
100-word podcast by Robert Nagel. June 9th, 2006. Theme, graduation. Look, Jim said. There's Andy. He's graduating today. No, I said. He flunked out last year. But there he was, traipsing gleefully down the aisle in black robes. Andy rarely came to class. His father was a millionaire and a university trustee. The son cared about nothing, only partying and girls. Once in anthropology, I saw him cheat. Everybody saw. But nobody reported it. He turned in both papers, presumably with outside help, and passed. He always did that, they said. As Andy accepted his diploma, I stared at my own. Hey, I worked hard for this. Was I just wasting my time?
Thank you, Robert. Great first effort. Now let's go on to the second rookie. It's Chase, who writes at the Political Forecast blog.
I just graduated high school. How lame. My class was the least motivated and most depressing in school history. After a series of threatening letters from the administrators, there was a total lack of rebellion at commencement. No beach balls, no noisemakers, no inflated condoms. A series of senior pranks were both poorly organized and essentially ignored by the student body. Our senior banquet had the lowest attendance in 25 years, and yearbook signing was at an all-time low. Worst of all, the most noble of all senior traditions, the kegger, was canceled. The cause, you ask? Rain.
Oh no, the midget! Ah! Now that we've got the rookies done, it's time for the regulars. Andrew Ian Dodge has a new podcast out there. It's linked on the archive site if you're interested. But before you check it out, stick with us here and check out his story for this week.
This young man stood next to the large oak double door. He stood trying to hide his anticipation about his graduation from acolyte to chosen. The young man had never been past the doors, despite being involved for 3 years. Clearly his hard work for the cause came to the attention of the chosen. He was going to be one of only 13, a position for life, one of great honor and respect among them all. The doors creaked open via an unseen hand. Aiden slowly, quietly walked towards the opening. The room was darker than night, yet he proceeded.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge of AndrewIanDodge.com, and he's frequently posting here up at the 100 Word Stories podcast with creepy tales. It's off to jolly old Jerusalem now for Rahel Jaskow of Elms in the Yard. She's got a story for us, and I'd like you to hear it.
A Place for Everything by Rahel Jaskow. A 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story page. Slowly, incredulously, Michael read, "One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limericking oysters, five corpulent corpuscles, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity towards procrastination and sloth, 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep, who all stall around the corner of the quo of the key of the quivery, all at the same time. And people think I'm messy?"
Huh? Oh well, I don't understand that one. If you understand it, maybe you can leave a comment. A little confused here. It's kind of cool, but what the hell was that about? Okay, well, I know it's going to come as a shock, but Ellison did not have a chance to mix music and record his own story this week. So you know what that means. It's time for the midget! Get out here, midget. All right. I know you tried to sneak one in earlier. Don't screw this one up.
Manny gripped one end of the elastic between his teeth and pulled. When the vein in the crook of his left arm looked just right, he stabbed the spike in. Pressing the plunger home, he sighed with pleasure. Ah. Suddenly, pomp and circumstance blared. Rough hands lifted him, propelling him across the hastily erected stage. A rolled-up piece of paper was thrust into his hands. After a quick handshake from a black-robed dignitary, he was booted off the platform, landing in a refuse can. He unfurled the paper. Who knew that graduating from marijuana to hard drugs would be so formal?
That was sick even without the midget. Get that music off. Okay. Now it's time for the last story, and it's by the artist only known as B. I guess if we have a planet Z, we can have a B.
Fran knew her daughter was embarrassed, but that was just too bad. She had wanted to stay home for 18 years, raising her the right way, and she had earned the right to celebrate the fruits of her labor any way she wanted. If she wanted to pass out hundreds of custom-made buttons to everyone she came into contact with, then, by God, she would. Some people gave her a look that said, "So what? That's no big deal." Many other people cried, wishing they could wear the button that said, "My daughter graduated before making me a grandmother."
Wow, and I thought my mother could be harsh sometimes. Okay, well, that's it for this week. Okay, I know, it's a big joke every time I say, "That's it for this week," and then we get some sort of... Oh, we did get a communication from the planet of insane, deranged bards.
Planet Z.
Here you go, folks. You insisted on it. You wanted to hear them. Well, here they are.
"The final exam was brutal. The worst. Hair off and hunt each other down to the death. One half of the class passes. The other half passes on. Johnny and Mark enter the obstacle course at opposite ends, bringing in 4 years of close friendship. Mark crawled out an hour later, bloody and tired. Johnny's knife through his left thigh. At least he was still alive, he told his grandchildren years later. If it hadn't been for some quick thinking, they'd have never been born. That diploma wouldn't be on the wall either, printed on Johnny's preserves.
Well, looks like they've stopped stealing from Michael Oldfield and started stealing from Jean-Michel Jarre. That's nice. Well, there you have it. 7 graduation stories, all in 100 words. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. A job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. Until, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. Winner goes first next week. Also, there's the archives of 100-word stories. There's over 600 to choose from. By the way, there's some really cool storytelling podcasts out there that people are telling me about. One of them is called, let me see if I pronounce this right, The Shaunicky. It's a weird spelling. It's in Gaelic. So look it up on the podcasting.isfullofcrap.com site under the list of other podcasts that I listen to. And if you've got a podcast that I should listen to, let me know. Maybe I'll plug it here. Well, good night, folks, and play nice, and see you next week.